You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is July 8th, and I hope y'all had a great holiday weekend. I've been traveling around a lot recently, so I know the episodes have been a little bit more sporadic than usual, but things have settled down a little bit, so we should have more consistent episodes in the coming weeks. But with that being said, we had a lot of sports action this weekend, so let's talk about it. We will start off in the MLB in Texas, where the Rangers crushed the Rays 13-2, completing the three-game sweep for their 42nd win of the season. They were dominant offensively as they compiled 19 hits, including four from Langford and Heim, while Corey Seager also added a three-run home run. Eovaldi was also great, giving up just two runs on four hits in seven innings pitched. And with the loss, the Rays now fall to 44-46 on the season, 13 games behind the Orioles in the AL East. Over in Colorado, we had another blowout as the Royals beat the Rockies 10-1. It was the first career start for Rockies pitcher Tanner Gordon, who gave up five runs on eight hits in six and a third innings pitched. Bobby Witt Jr. led the way for the Royals with three hits and two runs and three RBIs as the team improved to 49-43 in a rare road win, just their 18th of the season. Colorado has played 500 ball in their last 10 games, but they're still just 32-58 on the season, tied for the second worst record in all of baseball. The Braves then shut out the Phillies in Atlanta 6-0 thanks to a gem from Ronaldo Lopez. After throwing six scoreless, he lowered his league-leading ERA to 1.71 in his seventh win of the season. On the offensive side, the Braves also hit four home runs, including one from Adam Duvall, who was 3-for-4 on the day, improving his average on the season to a meager 184. This was just the third time in this season that Philly has been shut out, but despite the loss, the Phillies still have the best record in the league at 58-32, and with the win, the Braves pulled to within eight games of the Phillies in the NL East, and they currently own the top wildcard spot in the National League. Then we had a tight one between the Astros and the Twins up in Minnesota. This one was tied at two from the fourth inning on until a Christian Vasquez walk-off home run in the ninth gave the Twins the win, their seventh in their last 10 games. They are now 51-39 on the season and hold the number two wildcard spot in the American League since they are six games behind the Guardians still. The Astros fall to 46-44 on the season, and they currently hold the fifth wildcard spot in the American League as they are two games behind the Mariners. We also had a game go to extras as the Blue Jays and Mariners were tied at four after nine innings up in Seattle. Vlad Jr. then scored for Toronto on a Varsho single in the top of the 10th to make it 5-4. And then in the bottom half of the inning, Seattle loaded the bases after a Dylan Moore infield single and a Mitch Garver walk just for Cal Raleigh to fly out to deep center to end the game. Despite the loss, the Mariners still lead the way in the AL West by two games over the Astros. And with the win, the Blue Jays improved to 41-49, but they are still in last place in the AL East. Over in Pittsburgh, Francisco Lindor had three hits, including a two-run single in the ninth to give the Mets a 3-2 win over the Pirates. With the win, New York is now 500 on the season, and they are two games behind the Padres for the final wildcard spot in the National League. Next up in Cleveland, the Guardians continued their winning ways at home with a win over the Padres and are now 30-11 on the season at Progressive Field, which is the best home mark in the majors. The Padres made it interesting in the ninth, though, after cutting the lead to 5-4 on a Michael Conforto fielder's choice that scored Matt Chapman, but Brett Wisely grounded out two batters later, and that would be the final as the Guardians are now just one game behind the Phillies for the best record in Major League Baseball. We then rounded out the night with the best rivalry in baseball as the Yankees hosted the Red Sox, and Boston completely dominated this one, shutting out the Yankees while only giving up four hits in the process. The Yankees' first six hitters combined to go just 1-for-21 with five strikeouts, and they are now three games behind the Orioles in the AL East and have lost 15 of their last 20 games. They have just been awful recently. The Red Sox are still 7.5 back of the Orioles and 4.5 behind the Yankees, but they've been trending in the right direction as of late, so it should make for an interesting race in the division as we head down the stretch. Next, we will transition over to the WNBA, where Caitlin Clark had a triple-double in the Fever's 83-78 win over the league-leading Liberty on Saturday. And then yesterday, Angel Reese tied Candace Parker's WNBA record for the longest double-double streak in league history at 13 straight games in their 84-71 loss to the Seattle Storm. We are also in the midst of one of the most iconic tennis tournaments of the year at Wimbledon, and as of yesterday, we have about half of the quarterfinal matchups set. World number one Jannik Sinner will take on fifth-ranked Daniil Medvedev, who will play tomorrow, right before reigning Wimbledon champ Carlos Alcaraz will take on American Tommy Paul. On the other half of the bracket, Djokovic has still yet to play his fourth-round matchup as he takes on Holger Rune later today with a chance to also advance to the quarters. We also had a cool event here in Chicago this weekend as Alex Bowman won the NASCAR street race in the city. It was raining throughout most of the event, and I think it was delayed for over like an hour and a half, but still a super cool race to see going down the streets here throughout the city that are typically filled with traffic and pedestrians on any other normal day. So like I said, cool event, dampened a little bit by the rain, but still awesome to see that here. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the show. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.